Welcome to the prophetic news here on your website.
Mindset Media Radio.
Tishri, this is when we celebrate the new year. Yeah, the new year on God's calendar, on the Hebrew Jewish calendar. The new year begins when God gave Adam the garden in Eden. And God started to make everything to grow in the garden. The gold, the silver, the riches, the wealth, the animals, every growing thing, every growing animism. God made it to grow. On that very first day of Rosh Hashanah, which is the beginning of a new year on God's calendar. And the garden that was in the presence, known as Eden, the presence of God, the Shekinah glory. That garden was given to Adam in the month of Tishri that comes after the sixth month. The first day of the sixth month, we begin the fasting and prayer. So by the time we reach the month of Tishri, that is 30 days down the road. 30 days, we are in the third 10. And I've come to declare that the third 10, God began to give the garden in Eden unto Adam. That garden was full of living organisms, things like minerals, resources, things like valuable things that were growing out of the land, the animals, the trees, the valleys, the seas. That the minerals talk about gold, silver, talk about oil, everything that was precious, the topaz stones, the gold, the silver, everything that was precious in that garden was given to Adam in the seventh month on the day called as Rosh Hashanah. And God began to plant the garden, and the garden began to bear fruit. And when we talk about Rosh Hashanah, we are talking about reaching in the 30th day, or the 30th day of our fasting, but also beginning of a new month called Tishri. And that's when God gave Adam the Garden of Eden. So on the day of Rosh Hashanah, there is a blast calling for people for the new year. And there are trumpets that are blown on Rosh Hashanah, the very first day of the seventh month, yeah, marking the new year, or calling out, or declaring, or proclaiming the new year. For that new year to prepare ourselves to crown God as a king, but also God crowns us. He gives us responsibility. He gives us talents. In the book of Matthew, I think that's chapter 25 somewhere, it talks about he gave them talents. After giving them talents, one he gave two, one he gave five, one he gave one. And the master went away on a journey. And they started to exercise the talents, the accountability, and the responsibility of what God has given them. So on Rosh Hashanah, God gives the talents. He gives the garden in Eden the responsibility according to the capacity and the accountability in us. And so that's the wake-up call. We crown him as a king, and the king also crowns us in our responsibility, in our talent, in our culture, in our being in the earth, so that we may bear more fruit. Is anybody catching what I'm saying? So that sound is called the teruah. The teruah is made up of nine. That is the sound of teruah. It's a wake-up call to the new year. Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah also being the very first day that begins a new year in the month called Tishri on the Hebrew God's Jewish calendar. This month falls around September, October. And that time frame is the time when we crown God king. What does it mean to crown God as king? It means all the talents that God has given us. When the master returned back to the servants that he had given his talents, he demanded a profit from it. He demanded a multiplication brought back as a manifestation of fruits when he returned back. So the one who had five, he had multiplied it. He's returned into five. The one who had two, but the one who was given one, he said, I buried mine. So on Rosh Hashanah, we bring our gifts so that we may reveal our character that is beneficial towards the kingdom and the purpose of God, why God put his breath in us. And this breath that he is put in us, we live life, we exchange, we do things. What have we brought forth as fruit? Are we benefiting God's kingdom, or are we just benefiting ourselves like the wicked servant who buried his gift? So on Rosh Hashanah, we begin the 10 days. And the 10 days of our, when you count on Rosh Hashanah, we enter into the 30th day of our fasting and seeking God. We have reached the level of 30 days. Then we are left with 10 days left over our 40 days of seeking, fasting, and looking for the presence of God so that we may immerse ourselves. So those last 10 days now goes a little bit like this. Into this Mother Earth, which was the region known as the Garden in Eden, all those things were made to grow. And in fact, in this month, God plants, that is in the book of Genesis chapter 2, verse 8, you read down there, 8 verse 9, it says that God planted a garden in Eden, and there he put man, and then he made things to grow. So that incident when God gives the Garden of Eden, Genesis 2 verse 7, go all the way to verse 8, go all the way to verse 22, yeah, all that book over there, it represents the Edenic energies, the Edenic authority, the Edenic presence, the Shekinah kind of glory and presence of God that made things to grow, that nurtured and mothered things in the Garden of Eden, that authority over it, and that covenant relationship was given to Adam in the month of Tishri. Then on the 10th of that month of Tishri, then God turns around and he says to Adam, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, which is in the midst, in the middle, because in the middle of the Garden of Eden, there were two significant important trees. One was the tree of life, and one was the tree of knowledge of good and evil. So in that center of the garden in Eden, that's where the four river heads, or that's where the junction, which literally had four rivers pointing from there in four corners. That was the center. And in that center, there were two trees. One was the tree of life, bringing forth 12 fruits, determining the time and the seasons in their 12 segments, in their 12 zodiac signs, in their 12 months, in their 12 tribes, each month representing a tribe. But also in that center, there was a tree of knowledge of good and evil. Then God said to Adam, that tree of knowledge of good and evil, it will represent your tithes. It will represent your fellowship with me, connection with me. You give me your tithes because your human nature in its sephirot or numerical value, in its economical capacity or metrics, you have number 10 being the seven emotions that Adam carried in within him, and also being the three faculties, which is Bina, Das, Chachma, which is knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. So the three faculties in the brain, add on the seven emotions, that makes 10. So the human nature in its numerical value, it's made up of a 10 sephirot. So God says, you will give me your tithes and your offerings in formula of tithing through that tree of knowledge of good and evil. And that, on that day of the 10th in the month of Tishri, marks the 40 days old when you count from the month of Elul, when we fast, when we begin the fasting of 40 days, until the 10th of the month of Tishri. Yeah. Then you come into the celebration or the day when we do the atonement, the day of Yom Kippur, being the holies of holy. But simply saying that in this month of Tishri, the beginning of the month, until 10 days away, those are called the 10 days of Ao. And those 10 days of Ao represents the time when God gave the garden in Eden with its energies, with its presence, with its Shekinah presence and energies that nurtures, that cultivates, that enables Adam to be sensitive and intimate towards the seasons of God, the 12 months, the seasons in their new moon, the seasons in their full moons, the seasons in their Shabbatical order, every seventh day, the seasons in their Passover, which is called Pesach in Hebrew. Then you got Pentecost, which is called Shavuot in Hebrew. Then you go to the month of Elul, which is the 40 days of fasting. Then you go into the beginning of a new year, which falls on to us in Tishri, the first day, Rosh Hashanah. These festivals, Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, go to the Feast of Tabernacles, known as Sukkot in Hebrew, and then the last feast, which comes in winter, which is called Hanukkah. These seven seasons were all compiled up in the presence known as Shekinah. And the Shekinah presence brought the calendar of God, the seasons of God, the intimacy of God in its nature of the Shekinah presence, that kind of nature that enables things to grow, fellowships with Adam. And in fact, the Edenic garden that was given to Adam represents that kind of energies that nurtures, that mothers, yeah, that helps Adam to connect to God's presence. Hallelujah. And that presence, which is the Shekinah glory, was given to Adam, its ability to nurture, to help, to be with Adam, Adam to speak to it, Adam to govern it, Adam to administrate and manage it, Adam to till those energies, as those energies are also helping him. That flower of life was given unto Adam in the month of Tishri, from the beginning of the first day of Tishri, as we move until the time when the fullness of the administration of the Garden of Eden was handed over to Adam. And that's what the seventh month of Tishri, as it begins and you move further, the giving of the Garden of Eden to Adam on the month in the month of Tishri, on the day of Rosh Hashanah. And amen. So may God bless and may God speak.